Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everyone. It has felt like Friday to me all day, I guess because it's a short week for work. Anyway, welcome. Tonight is our Wednesday show. And yes, this is the show where we bounce between
alternate Wednesdays.
Yeah, there it is.
So
we are going to do that. Reminder to everybody, because we always end up having new people listening. So we want to make sure that they're aware that we are using ordinary playing cards as I'm holding up to our Facebookers.
Facebookers.
Blog talkers, take our word for it, okay? Also, I'll be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers' readings this evening. I really enjoy it. It's the same layout that I use in my private session. Of course, during the show, you're only getting a sample of what can be accomplished with the personal prophecy method. When we meet in private or, you know, for a session, then, of course, there are multiple layouts that are used, descriptions that are asked. And from there, it's as if all the threads start to develop. So there you have it. And now I turn you to Fantastico.
Welcome, Ready. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also would like to remind everybody that's out there in all the platforms that are with us tonight, if you're international, let us know so we can give you proper international shout-outs. And I shall give the ones that are here now. I think we have Terry Sue in the UK. I think Sophia, I see her. She's from Sweden, well, in Sweden right now. I think Viv is in the UK, I believe.
Yeah.
And right now, that's what we got internationally. And more will come, and we shall give them their happy kudos as they come.
Kudos.
Okey pokey. Let's go to the business. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I tested it. You'll hear music if the show hasn't started, and you'll hear the show when the show started. If you hear nothing anytime, that's a problem. Hang up, call back. Very simple. Usually fixes the problem. Facebookers, it's alternate Wednesday, so pay attention to this because we'll be alternating. You will get frequent readings tonight, or opportunities at least. We will open the floor. We will formally announce it. Never assume if you said, did they say there was a Facebook reading? If you didn't hear it, it's not happening because we can't put you in a queue, that's all. If we had a queue system, it'd be cool. You just put you in a queue and you could listen to the show too. But none exist on Facebook, so you have to wait until our specific instructions. And when we give those instructions, you'll be instructed to Messenger Deborah Lee, Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee. Most of you folks are regulars. If you're not, you can do a friend request. You can, like, I guess you can click Deborah Lee in here because she's typed some stuff, and you can do a friend request. It'll take you to her page, and you can do a friend request right there very quickly and just let her know. And then, because you have to be friends in order to do the Messenger thing, that's... them's the rules. I don't make them up.
Yep, we didn't either.
Somebody's saying hi to Suzanne because people with phones, you can. I know if
they see them first.
Yeah, I've seen it on my phone too. You can click that thing and it'll show.
Yeah, how come we can't?
Life's a bitch.
Well,
so I'm asking a shout out to Suzanne in advance of her speaking. She could currently be on the turlet. We don't know. She could be indisposed, as they say.
That is funny.
Rachel, too, apparently. Wow, we got international shout out to Rachel, has not typed in anything yet from Australia, but people are flagging them.
We have quite a gang here tonight, yeah.
Gang. All right, you know what? In the United States of America, and I believe Canada, too, Thanksgiving is upon us tomorrow. You know what today is traditionally known as? It's on one of those national, on the website. Today is called Drinksgiving.
No kidding.
Everybody's out that's not traveling and partying their ass off because they know tomorrow they can just sit around and nurse hangovers and eat turkey.
Yeah, and it was always a lot of fun out in the bars.
So it's Drinksgiving, folks.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, Thanksgiving is a lot of Drinksgiving, too.
Catherine, I agree with you. She's saying that how many 95% of Americans are mutts? Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
I am Eastern Europe and Ukraine.
I think the percentage is higher.
On father's side. And mother is Swede, French, and Irish.
I think it's probably higher. But 95,
Yes, Terry Sue, I did.
It could be a little higher.
And
I
commented on it. I wasn't sure if you were going public with that.
And I asked a shout out
to
Virgil in the UK.
And Ole.
Olé.
Virgil and Ole and Sophia.
Olé.
Hello. Yeah, Sophia, I'm very interested.
Oh, Ole. Ole is in Lebanon physically right now. So there's another
Lebanon
international show
heading
out
to Ghana, then to Romania, if I got it right.
I know the Romania is her ultimate wish destination, yes. Shall we jump into the readings? Because it's alternate Wednesday, so it's going to be action-packed. Wall-to-wall reading, so we got to get it show.
All right, let's get moving.
This is cool. We're going to area code 907 now, unless I typed it wrong. 907 is in Alaska. Welcome, 907.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
And thanks,
you are in Alaska.
Sorry.
Are you in Alaska?
North
Christmas
Pole. I'm the one that called last year about moving.
North Pole. All right. Yes. And, wow, what is life like at the North Pole?
Cold.
Oh,
boy, baby, it's cold out there.
Absolutely freezing.
Well, tell us what brings you to the show, and we're happy to have you. Yeah.
Oh, I've been listening to it for a while, so.
Oh, well, thank
I love
you.
It.
Yeah.
I do.
Thank you.
Well,
I like
you
the banter between you two.
Do you?
It is banter, isn't it? There's no science or knowledge or anything involved. It's pure spewing of the vomit.
I keep his beatings off the air. Okay.
it is rated PG-13. So,
All right. And what was your first name again, please?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. All right.
All righty. Well, the floor is yours.
Yes, please.
What would you like to discuss and know and have the cards looked at for?
I want to know this move that we're doing going to be for the best.
Where are you moving? To another?
Town bouncing?
Town, yeah.
Where?
Okay.
I'm just curious. Where are you originally from?
St. Croix, the Virgin Islands.
Oh, my God.
Well, now, isn't that quite a shock of climate change? That's like reverse climate change. She's going to very beautiful Caribbean Yaman, beautiful weather to, oh, shit, it's cold out.
Yeah, did you move up north for jobs, or is it for work, or
no? My family moved up here. My dad worked for an oil company, so we moved
oil
up here.
Yep.
Yeah, while I was in school, so
there you go. Yeah, there's oil up in the Empire Alaskan hills.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Because they haven't been drained dry yet, like Texas. You know, Texas, they all started running dry there for a while in the 70s and stuff. So
I'm laying out your cards. And I have to tell you, I love seeing the little videos, like on TikTok. These wild moose and other bears that just come do kind of sauntering into town. And when those meese,
that's mice, though, that's what he used to say.
When they do that mating call, oh my goodness, it's loud.
Yeah, the there's one running around the Twin Cities in the news recently.
I ran into moose my birthday this year.
You?
I haven't seen one. Yeah, I hadn't seen one in years, and I just opened my front door, and there it was, just staring at me.
I would probably quietly shut my door.
Did you? Because they can get angry. No? Did you stand there and look at it?
Yeah.
Was it a male?
It sauntered away.
Yeah. But they can be aggressive.
Was it a male or a female?
Yeah, females.
No, the males during rutting season.
Oh, is it males?
Oh, yeah, during rutting season.
Oh, and they're huge.
Oh, I know. I've been chased by one before. It was a female when she had... Yeah, and so I wasn't paying attention, and I didn't see her. And so kind of slid underneath a car to get away from her, like a parked car.
Oh, yeah. You got to do something like that, or you better go up a very, very sturdy tree very high.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yep.
So, well, now looking at your cards.
What do you got cooking?
You have a partner, correct? There's two of you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it looks wonderful for you. And for your partner, it's looking not so sure. Like, do I really want to do this? That kind of thing. A little bit of self-doubt there. But I really think it's going to turn out to be very, very good. Are you the lady who called about the bad neighbors?
Yes, a year ago.
Okay. Yes, she had really nasty neighbors. And you moved away from that apartment place, right?
Right. And then and then we moved. Correct.
Okay. And then?
And then we moved here, which has been great so far, but the owners had to sell because they're getting older.
Yeah.
And so they can't maintain the place anymore. So the new owners are removing all tenants and stuff. So
sure. Well, I think it's going to work great. I really do. You can be very optimistic, enthusiastic about it. So, and it looks like meeting new, nice people around that move. And, you know, there seem to be some ups and downs with the two of you. Maybe, I get the feeling you'd like to travel more. You'd like to do more than just sit up there in the, I want to say frozen tundra, but I don't think that quite works, does it, for up there, for the freaking North Pole?
For Alaska?
Yeah.
Remember, Alaska isn't the North Pole.
Oh, right. I thought
But, you know, it's close enough for you. It might as well be, you know, especially in the winter, yeah.
That's right, and the Navy still has a base up there. What was
That's
that?
In Antarctica, they do. Right.
They have one in Alaska too, but
there's military bases in Alaska. Oh yeah, several of them.
I think 2024 is going to bring you a lot of opportunity to have some good leisure time and doing stuff. You know, making the most of the year. This could be a very nice weather year for a lot of us. So, now do you lose the sun where you're at? Does Alaska go dark?
Yes, it does.
And
or
when
bright.
And when or is it bright or is it daytime all the time?
Depends on the time of the year.
Does it?
Yep. So right now we're getting darker.
Yeah.
That has to be freaky when you first are there.
Yeah.
With,
that would be
you know,
hard to get used
2 o'clock in the morning and it's bright and sunny out.
Well, it was great when we were younger because our parents were like, you got to come in when it gets dark. And it didn't.
It gets dark.
Yeah, true.
It's great.
True.
But then come the times when it's dark all the time. Then that's that goes against you as a kid.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
Right. So anyway, I think your move looks good.
Yeah.
I really do.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
good
you're
time.
Right. About, you're right about my partner.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, wait now.
All right, real quick, I didn't tell anybody about this part of the show. When you hear the harps, that means the reading has come to an end. But I'm going to give you an angel card. And tonight, it is our old school angel card. It's going to be from an archangel. Depends on what I pull. And I have pulled for her. The subject is clairsentience. And it's from Archangel Raguel. And I forgot my glasses, so I have to do this at the right angle.
Oh, see?
Notice your, what does that say?
Put it in the light.
There's no light over here,
well,
Deb.
Well, here's light.
Then you're going to have to read it. You got glasses, right? Or contacts or whatever.
Clairsentience. Archangel Raguel. What do you, how do you say?
Raguel.
Raguel.
Raguel. Raguel.
Notice your nurturing physical and emotional feelings as they signify divine guidance. Like
there you
it.
Go. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
right,
you being
you.
First caller.
Oh, glad to hear from you.
Yeah, awesome.
Happy
yes,
Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, see, the issue with these cards is, look how they do it on the background.
What?
It's really hard to read. If these were like a white with black writing, I could read these without glasses.
You could give a
there's nothing I could do.
Strand of light.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. 1,000-watt bulb there. Oh, my goodness. It makes all the difference in the world. It can't happen.
Oh, you're going to make me read them all tonight?
Oh, you poor soul. How will you get by? How will it happen? And it's not even that much to read. These are pretty short and sweet. It's not like those mind info ones. It was a paragraph. You know what I'm saying? All right. The floor has been open. First messenger call to Deborah Lee. We take it.
All right.
I've typed it and I've spoken. Then we're only going to wait a minute or so. And then we got to go back to the phones if nobody responds. Messenger
somebody
Deborah
asked, Lee. Where on earth is their son? 24 hours a day. Isn't
the polls.
Yeah.
And it's not quite 24. I think it does get really low in the sky during the peak, but it doesn't go awake totally. Yeah.
On this TV show House, MD, they went to, was it Antarctica? The lady.
The South Pole down there.
South Pole.
Yeah.
And she,
right
over
there,
a Zoom. And, of course, it's television.
It is the telly.
But they had a very famous actress play this role where a guy, she was working in the compound where they do scientific studies and whatnot. And he had to administer these tests.
Yeah, I had to do it. It's House. Everybody watch House, with all this brain game stuff. Like, ooh, we got to figure this out. Ooh, this. Every avenue we pursue is always wrong until the 10-minute mark.
She couldn't get, it was at that time of year where there's no travel out, in or out, at a certain time of year. And I brought that up to Phil Samantha.
Yes, our Alaskan native is listening.
Great.
It depends on the time of the year.
Yeah.
The whole sun thing. There are periods where they do have the land of the
midnight sun,
and then they also have periods where the land of the no sun for a long period of time. Just stand by, folks.
It's an audio call.
There you go. Take it down.
Viv.
It is Viv, it is.
Hello there, Viv.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, I think
I am fine.
Yeah. We've got the next several days off, so we're on fire.
So to speak.
You call it Thanksgiving holiday day.
That's right, we do.
That's right.
And
yeah, we don't have that.
Right.
We just have shopping for Christmas.
Well, yeah,
oh,
they
well.
Do that. They do that too.
Yeah.
Everybody breaks one day, pigs out, and then they go online or they go to stores and go nuts.
And the whole story about the original Thanksgiving to me is like a very nice piece of fiction.
It's a fairy tale for children. It's a fairy tale for children to make them feel happy about.
That's all.
Which is more important, do you think, Christmas or Thanksgiving?
Oh,
Christmas. Christmas is too, yeah.
Christmas, yeah.
Thanksgiving would have been cool if Thanksgiving would have been like many months before or after Christmas. Then they would have seemed more special. But they're like bam, bam, back to back. You know, it's kind of like, come on, man. They should have spaced that out.
Yeah, it's close.
Thanksgiving should have been like in March or something.
I think so, too.
Or middle summer, July Thanksgiving. Who cares what time of year it is?
Well, having Navy family and friends, we often held Christmas in July. And we'd literally take out all the decorations, play the music, and all the neighbors. They all knew what was going on. Somebody came home from being out at sea. And we just, kept... What we did is we saved Christmas for July.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really,
nice.
It's really nice. It is, yeah. Feels a little strange, but it works. So, Viv, what's on your mind?
Yes, indeed, this is your call.
Did you see what?
I've got problems in my marriage. I split up after 14 years.
Oh.
Somebody else is off. I've had to leave my home. All that in years.
Okay, when are you leaving?
She had to leave.
I've left. She's gone.
She's parted. She has parted ways. She has parted.
Did you have children?
I have children, but he still sees my grandchildren because obviously 14 years together. They have his life.
Yes.
And they've got his, so that's important.
So tell me, Viv, how do you feel? Are you feeling okay about this, or are you? Is this a hard transition for you?
No, this is hard.
It's a big change.
Hard.
Sure.
What would you like me to look at to answer a question for you in your reading?
Will I start off? Is there a house coming up?
A house? Quickly. Are you staying in the same area, or are you leaving?
No, I've moved from the area to you. It would be quite close, but to me, it's like a different county.
Okay. All right, give me a moment here. Jim will chat with you while I
put
your cards
out. Sure,
that's
what I do. I chat. So how are we doing over there weather-wise? What are you guys experiencing the last few days?
It's cold, and it's been quite quite heavy rain.
Oh, that's pretty much misery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And the dark nights are in, so.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to have rain, but when you have cold and rain, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong in so many ways. Wrong. You know, it's one thing to have rain when it's in the 90s and it's sweltering. It's like, okay, you know what? That's almost a little bit of a relief. But
sure.
You know,
but then that's kind of like a hurricane.
We have summer rains when it's no hurricane.
And like Wales, it's mountains and valleys and
it's all sorts of different weather things going on there. Okay.
Well, you have beautiful country. I'll tell you that from what I've seen. I've never been, but I've seen in movies and such.
Where is the country where you say, you know what, your country looks like shit. Where's that country at where you would tell them that?
Where I would tell them that?
Because every country that you call in, you say it's beautiful.
I don't know that I would say Pakistan is beautiful.
What do you know?
Just from what I've seen of it in movies and, you know.
Sure. I mean, the movies we see, Afghanistan looks like a skunk hole too, but I'm just saying, there might be some beautiful places. I don't know.
I want
just an observation.
You know, your husband is really taking this hard. Are you aware of that? Do you know that he's really broken up?
We're both recovering drug addicts.
Okay.
I've been clean for 3.5 years.
Well, good for you.
It's a long time.
Good for you, and God bless you, because I know it's not easy.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Especially when you're facing problems.
And for him,
he's gone back. The woman he's taken up with, there has to be a criteria for Gareth to take up with. They have to have money. They have to have a drug supply. They have to have a house for him to stay and an audience.
Oh, so he's not committed to recovery then.
Right. He's not. Right.
No.
Not
no.
at all. He's fooling himself once in a while. Well, that sucks.
I can't support that.
Nope. You got to take care of yourself. You got to take care of yourself.
Well, and I have to tell you, you are definitely going to land on your feet. It's under my favorite designation of the reading, which is sure to come true. And I see you. I see a wonderful new home and a beautiful, bright road in front of you. Okay, he's going to miss you dearly, but I think for your own recovery, your own sanity, your own survival, this had to happen what I see.
Yeah, she told us that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
she can't be part of that.
Don't think you're going to be able to live. Oh, my goodness. You've got what can we call them? Romantic contenders. For your heart, that will soon be in the picture for you. So a lot of times that's comforting to know that you're not going to, you know, just be sitting like you're in a monastery and no happiness or a companionship around you. Yeah, go ahead.
I've never been unfaithful to my husband. When I got married, I took it seriously. I was old enough to make that decision, and I did. And he's been unfaithful quite frequently the last few years.
Well, he's going to learn some very hard lessons without you there at his side.
Oh yeah, yeah.
As he should. And you never know, he may step up and want to change his life for the better. I mean, to lose somebody you love so much. And I think he's been the king of bad decisions in a lot of ways.
Not everybody can recover, though.
Yeah, some people just...
Some people just can't.
Yeah.
He did for 2 years. He did.
That's just too bad. That's too bad that he threw that away.
Yeah, well, they say often
that
you'll fall off wagon before.
We're humans.
You know,
we're humans. I mean, that's not to say that that's not going to happen, but if you put yourself in the environment like he's doing, you might as well. You can't put yourself in that environment with the people, the enablers. No. You can't have enablers around you if you're weak at all. You'd have to be super strong. Be able to associate with somebody that's enabled.
And you do have to end a lot of relationships.
Yeah.
As Viv, I'm sure you know.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of your relationships weren't real. They were just...
Your druggy friends.
You were just all centered around the whatever drug and party stuff was going on. A lot of your relationships.
But you can embrace the fact that you've got a great future ahead for you. You are still an extremely attractive and vibrant woman. You've got, you know... the rest of your life ahead of you. And like I say, he's going to learn what life is like without you. And Jim has something for you.
I do have an angel card for you. And this subject is claircognizance. And it's from Archangel Uriel. It says, pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers. So things start popping in your head. You've probably been praying a lot, going through all this stuff. And things are going to start popping in. And this Archangel Uriel says those are actually like answered prayers when you get ideas and things going on.
Interesting.
That's what the angel card says, and I am not an archangel. I only am the Rita.
Well, it's so good to talk to you, Viv.
It is.
Glad you called.
Yeah. Nice seeing you on Facebook. I like when they're on Facebook and they call in, you know, Messenger or the phones at the same time. That's really cool. And they get the benefit of they can actually see some of the card stuff going on here. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Viv. We hope to hear from you again and again and again. And
yes.
Take
care.
Thank you, and good luck, and congratulations on your recovery.
Yes.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well,
thanks. We appreciate
that.
And we know that's very nice of you folks because you don't.
They're not having one.
It's not really your thing, but we got it. Thank you very much, Viv.
I wonder if they have something about
they're totally. They don't have it's the Thanksgiving was totally unique.
Well,
to this continent.
But who else had one we were talking
Canada.
About? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But that's why I said this continent, you know, type of stuff. But anyway, let's go to area code 423, which is Tennessee. Oh, look at me being a poet. All right, 423, welcome.
Hi, guys. It's Luna.
It's Luna.
Well,
I saw her chit-chat in the room. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, hey, long time no chit-chat stranger.
How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm getting ready to have some pie that just come out of the oven.
What kind?
Apple.
Apple.
Could be apple, pumpkin, sweet potato, pecan, and then a lot of people say screw it and do whatever they want with pies. That's awesome.
You know, years ago, I used to make my own pies from scratch.
Wow, what a pain in the ass.
And, well, there's a lot of love that goes into those kind of things. And back then, you couldn't really get a good store pie.
I'm with you. Yeah, I mean, stores have a lot more options now.
But then you go to BJ's or...
A lot of these stores now have great deli bakeries and stuff like that. Well, they didn't have that back in the day.
And
they had frozen shit usually.
We didn't get any.
Remember, we told Asha, if you want dessert, bring it, because he's the only one that would want it.
Oh, pumpkin. I could Yeah.
No, it's his call if he brings it. I'll let him know tonight.
All right. Anyway, back to Luna. This is her reading. We're interrupting her.
Yes. And Luna, I'm glad that Wyatt's feeling better. Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing better. He's off his antibiotic. He finished his antibiotic, but he's still having trouble hearing out of one of his ears. So if he's not any better after the holiday, I'm going to take him back to the doctors and see what could be going on.
You know, Jim, I've heard
I didn't do anything wrong.
Your mother told me that you were a very sickly child.
In the winter, I got pneumonia almost every year.
And you had ear problems.
Oh, the ear problem. Once they gave me the tubes, put the tubes in my ears and yanked my tonsils too, I was pretty much good. Then it was just pneumonia every single year.
In the tent kind of pneumonia?
Well, once and twice I was in an oxygen tent in the hospital because I was so young. I was like five.
Yeah.
You know, your lungs are tiny when you're five. So, yeah.
So are you entertaining people tomorrow, Luna?
No, I'm going to my husband's family's for Thanksgiving. My family's not really doing anything, but it's kind of that's why I called tonight is because my dad, we had a reading a while back about my dad, because me and my dad never had a good relationship. Well, he recently, he messaged me and was like, hey, I'm sending you $500 for Christmas and I'm sending Wyatt $350 for Christmas. And that just kind of took me by shock because usually he only sends, you know, just like $100 for each of us. And then he sent me a text, and this is a man that never texts me, barely talks to me. And he was saying, you know, he felt like he wasn't a good dad and that he wished he could go back in time and fix things.
Wow.
And it's kind of making me suspicious, and I messaged my sisters about it, and they're just like, oh, well, he's welling self-pity. I'm like, I don't know. This feels like more than just self-pity. I feel like something's going on, and I asked him.
I feel there's an epiphany of some sort that's happened.
Well,
here.
How old is he-ish?
Yeah, that'll help.
He's going to be 65 next year. So he's 64.
Okay. What?
That was my prediction. It's going to be right around your age.
Yeah.
Ish. Just because we know how old she is about, that's all.
Yeah.
So I'm not like a rocket scientist with a psychic. I'm just like, well, we know Luna's age-ish, and his age should be this-ish. You know, all right. You're right. Could be epiphany. Could be something really. Well, that's why you're doing the cards. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's worried that it could be something serious that he's holding out on. Maybe it could be a close call type of thing. Sometimes a close call type of thing. But sometimes you can have a friend. He could have had a close friend or an acquaintance or a coworker or something that keeled over and he goes, oh, shit.
Could be.
That could happen to me any moment. I do some things before I regret it, you know. But the cards shall tell, hopefully. And you said
I asked him. No, I don't think so, but I mean, I asked him, I was like, you know, is anything going on? You know, are you sick? Is somebody close to you sick? You know, is something going on? He goes, no, I'm fine. I'm like, that's not reassuring.
It isn't. And, you know, a lot of people, they're not necessarily lying or holding back, but they're like, they don't really want to worry people close to them sometimes. But Deb's got the cards. It could be a million things. That's why you came here, and she has the cards.
He's being sincere with you.
About?
Wanting to, he's trying to make amends.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I got you there.
Okay.
As far as that part.
So.
Right. So he does really want to reconnect. Somehow.
And I see a card here that often relates to, like, therapy or support. And let's just say if he'd been a heavy drinker, maybe he's going to AA meetings. If he's been a gambler, it could be Gamblers Anonymous. It could simply be group support. But there's something here. And it has really changed. He's looking back, and there's a lot of regret, Luna. And I don't know if at this time in his life if he can even make up with it, but you know, some people, their their way of expressing themselves through giving, say money, and him telling you that he knows he hasn't been a good father, that's huge. That really is huge. Father in these cards, I'd be thinking, he is being genuine with you about everything.
Now, what about a cause? Do you see any reason?
Well, that's why I said I feel he's in some kind of support. He's in group therapy. He's in something.
Or maybe, okay, I got you. It could be talking to a close friend that's really good at talking.
Could be, yeah.
Okay, just there's something spurting in, and you don't think it's a physical, my days are numbered thing, right?
No, I'm
okay,
not
that's
seeing
good thing.
That.
Well, that's a good thing, too, then, and so that he was
and I'm seeing
truthful
that
with her on that.
He would like to be more of a benefactor financially to help you. And, right, it doesn't make up for years when we had absent fathers or negligent fathers.
But it's impossible to make up for that.
It is.
Nobody can make up for the past unless...
So I had a father, too, that would throw money at a situation, you know. It for, but for him, it was like an escape hatch. So, yeah. Anyway, I think for your dad, he's realizing, you know, there's not a whole lot of life left at this end of the yardstick like there is from 30 years ago. So, personally, I think he's trying to do a very good thing for you.
How,
yeah, and you've got that grandson of his. Anyway, that's my feeling, hon. I think he's really trying to rebuild, and that's what's here also, the act of rebuilding this relationship with you. And how does that make you feel?
Yeah. I've always been open to a relationship with him, but, I mean, I kind of stayed away because he – his side of the family and him sometimes made me feel like I was a disappointment and that they weren't proud of me, even though I was doing everything I could in life to, you know, better myself, you know, get ahead in life. And it just seemed like it wasn't enough for them. And I was such a disappointment.
Well, you know, you're dealing with the in-laws, right?
Yeah, well, or not in-laws, right?
I thought it was his family. What's her family?
It's her dad.
This is my family.
Her dad. This is family
about.
On his side. Yeah, and you know what?
My paternal family.
You could have been Mother Teresa or whatever, and you could never have been good enough. And you could always. It's probably just you could just never have done right.
And
anyway.
A lot of it falls on the man, like my own father.
Well, if they don't stick up, or maybe he betrayed you.
The only place I could find him, in a bar.
At least you know where to find him.
Yeah, but I'd go in there needing to talk to him about something, and he'd be like, sit down, we're going to have a drink. Well, it's the middle of the day, and I was working. Let's just say I wasn't into the same drinking pattern. And I'd say, no, Dad, I'm just here to ask you this, blah, blah, blah. And after a while, he'd say, to hell with you then, get the hell out of here. And, he's with all his cronies. So you reach a point. That you just don't want to try anymore.
Sure. Right.
Yeah. That's basically how it was for me. Because growing up, my dad was he still does. He's EMS. And he would go on these long distance trips and I wouldn't be able to get in touch with him. And then, I wouldn't hear from him. So I just stopped relying on him basically and went on my merry way.
Well, what else can you do? You know, and there's an awful lot of people that were raised basically by single mothers with absent fathers.
For one reason or other.
Mm-hmm. And one reason or another.
Sometimes
right?
It's like that. It's employment and people don't like that. And it's like, you know, but some jobs do that. And
I got to tell you,
it is what it is.
Not saying about you,
right.
Luna, but
no.
Some women are so horrible to try to deal with, you know, using the child as a pawn and all that. I can see why some men say, I've had it, I'm withdrawing. You know, the winning move for them is not to play. All right, here we go.
Luna, here is your angel card, and the subject is creative writing, and it's from Archangel Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Yes, and it is, make time to write down your thoughts in a journal
Or pen and ink an article or book. So make sure you document your thoughts. I don't know, maybe you do this all along. Some people do, some people never do. I never did.
Well, I think you're a beautiful writer. I read your posts all the time.
This may be something you're doing, yeah. So it's an affirmation that you should keep to continue to do it, or that means what it means to you.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you.
All right.
Have a good day,
you know,
tomorrow.
And it's been a long time, and I'm glad that things are all right with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you worry sometimes when you don't hear somebody for a while, so. Well, it's great.
I'll try to have a good day tomorrow with the in-laws, but y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
All you got to do is survive. You have to survive the day. That's what you do. Yes, we understand.
That's true. Don't let them engage you in anything
You can always just go wander outside if the weather's nice or whatever.
Or say, like Suzanne, I got to go pee.
Yep, I'm not on you by anything. Or sometimes there is one or two people there that you can actually be pleasant and civil with, and you kind of just stick them and hang out with them. And the other people that are jackwads, you just don't even hang out with them. So, indeed it is. We shall open the floor, Messenger folks. Messenger Deborah Lee now. It's alternate Wednesday. Then we go back to the phones after
Catherine,
this.
Neither would I. I would feel cheated if I had a birthday on Christmas.
Yeah, it is messed up. It's cool. It's cool. Birthday on Christmas. And, I mean, you got Christmas and the birthday. Here's your one gift. Yeehaw! And he ain't ever going to forget that shit.
One of my sons was born on the 14th of December. And when he's young, we would do that. But now we keep it separated.
Why?
Because
you got to keep them separated.
Who's saying that?
The Offspring.
Never heard of them.
Oh, awesome. Great. That album was so kick-ass. And then they just couldn't do that. Some people just can't do that. They just can't duplicate, communicate, put out kick-ass.
Another crappy day for a birthday would be February 29th.
Once again, as a guy, I'd be like, I shall never forget that if I have a female birthday. I can't forget that date because it's 29. It happens once every 4 years.
Yeah, but you get the chance of the 28th.
You get to choose.
Yeah.
And guess what you're going to choose as a child? You're always going to choose
the
earlier
one. Yeah.
Right. And then as an adult, you might want to say, well, I really kind of wish I had picked the first because that's just cool, first of the month, but I've been doing this my whole growing up. I'm kind of used to it being the 28th.
That leap year, which comes
this year. It is February.
This is a leap year.
It is indeed.
Well, that's the only time traditionally that it's appropriate for a woman to ask a man to marry her.
That they say. But we know that tradition's been terminated on probably quite a many generations ago. I bet way back they were not telling anybody.
Yeah.
Or she would put the pressure on the guy to drive the screws in for him to propose, which is the same thing. You know, you should ask me to marry you, which is her basically asking him.
People have told me I should write a book because I know how to get him to marry you if you really want to. And it's a tried and true method that I learned watching others.
But you shouldn't have to do a method because then it's not meant to be.
Well, you have to. Here's the secret. You have to let a man chase you.
You shouldn't have to do that if it's meant to be.
Until you catch him.
Shouldn't have to be if it's
meant
to be.
You catch him. Did you get that? Did you hear that?
I heard that. If it's truly meant to be.
But your lips were flapping. I was saying you have to let a man chase you.
Yep.
Until you catch him.
Yep.
That's
because if it was meant to be, why would you have to do that? That sounds like entrapment.
Because who wants to waste years? I mean, come on, if you can't get engaged within the first year, something's wrong.
That's stupid.
Really?
Yeah. You should, I think that is, nowadays, if you look at the divorce, what's the rush? Unless somebody has a terminal disease and you don't want to die unmarried, what is the rush? Why not? All right. Maybe after the year mark, eventually you should live together totally with nobody.
Yeah, but there's got to be commitment. There's no shacking up.
Why?
Because it's not right. It's
financially advantageous.
You're getting started on the wrong foot.
I don't think so. You're learning how to share expenses. You're learning. They're almost like roommates with benefits.
With a commitment.
Commitment is if you move in together, there's obviously some level of commitment. And that way you realize, hey, you know what? It was fun to date, but living with him, I couldn't do this for the rest of my life.
But you should know that before you get married.
Well, it helps if you know them socially first as a friend. Then you see all their bad habits. You know their life.
That can help. Yeah, that can help.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah, then if you, yes, if they're some kind of an acquaintance, then there's no false front they can portray because it's already too late.
Yeah,
yeah,
his friends will squeal on him and narc him, you know.
And that's common, but it's not always the case.
So
if you
see him as a player amongst his friends, you'd see what you're getting.
Right. But then again, you've also taken that upon you because you know that, and now you've decided to take it to another level. So it's like, well, you can't really get on the guy. You observed what he's been doing, and now you want to be his girlfriend, so you can't really shame on you for the past. It's like, well, you knew that before you took the next step.
Yeah, but he doesn't come with very good references.
I'm just saying, but if she's made that decision to elevate it to girlfriend-boyfriend instead of just acquaintances, and she knows those things.
Yeah.
If you're walking down the road and you pick up a turd and you bring it home and it's like, I really don't like this turd stinking. You knew it was going to stink. You picked it up. You brought it home. Who are you going to complain to? You can't blame the turd. Turds stink. You can't get mad at the turd. Hey, turd, you stink. Well, you knew it was a turd and you knew it stinks. You brought it home and now you're mad. Damn it. This turd is supposed to change. It's not supposed to stink anymore. It's like, come on, really? Quit watching Lifetime movies. Quit doing that. All right.
Well, are you done now there?
Yes, I am. So box done. We're going to 520. Oh,
Lisa.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, Thanksgiving Eve. How are you guys?
How's it going? We're on a roll.
We're
happy. We have not heard from you in a few days.
Because I was ready to get my grandson, and then shopping for this
life
Thanksgiving, and it's just been,
life is busy, and next thing you know, it's another day.
I know.
Oh. Is everything good?
So what is happening tomorrow?
Everything is great. We're going to the tea lady's house. The tea lady?
No, I don't know.
Is that some code name from one of the projects?
Yeah.
Yeah, code name.
Going to tea lady. Is she the one that hands out the assignments?
Or the poison.
Yeah.
Yeah, the poison. But I guess, I had a different dinner date, but then my grandson, I'm very lucky to have him, and so, but there weren't going to be any children there, so.
It'd be boring.
Can I just silence
it? Stay there.
You know, Tammy, remember Tammy, tea lady?
Yes.
So I ran into her partner, her significant other at the grocery store, and they were saying, oh, you need to come to dinner, and we'll do potluck. And I said, okay, and invite the neighbor. I said, okay, and that's what we're doing because it's all children friendly, So.
Yeah.
So we're making our potluck contribution. And
what are you bringing? Again, I forgot.
We hadn't made a decision. It's like a vegetable cheese, different kind of bread, like, sliced up and garliced and buttered and like sourdough and sun-dried. And homemade hummus, your favorite, Deb.
No hummus. No.
If it's homemade and they add a lot of different flavors and spices and stuff, it could be really good. If it's just plain, it's boring.
Yeah, that's what I do. I put in a lot of garlic and.
It could be pretty good. If you jazz it up, it's actually yummy.
But we're going to have a lot of vegetables. Fresh vegetables cut up, what do they call those? Crudites or crudites or whatever.
I have never heard such a word.
I forget. Cut up slivers,
like
bell peppers.
Like the Romans, like a Roman god. It is the crudite. Ah, it is Mr. Crudite. He's the god of fresh vegetables.
Oh, yeah. And so, do you know the song, the Beatles song?
Crudite.
Yeah, that's,
oh,
it.
Sorry.
That's it.
Okay, thank you, Michelle. All right, go ahead.
What Beatles song do you speak of?
Yeah.
The one that says, Good Morning Sunshine.
Good morning. Yes, yes. Sunshine.
So, I was told by my neighbor, because I was heading out to get my grandson, a long drive one way, and there was a lot of drama before I took off on my tire. It was resolved, but it was very dramatic on the tire, and so I got that.
I've never had
situated.
Drama with a tire.
What it was,
well, it had metal in it, and it had shredded, and the guy that owned the tire store said, I've been driving around on a flat tire, so that was pretty dramatic. And then I was getting ready to do the five-hour drive, and I had taken it to the automotive place the day before, and they had looked everything over, and no one said anything about the tire, and the tire gauge didn't show. So for me, it was pretty much drama. And then I got it resolved, and so I was talking to my neighbor on the phone, and we were going back and forth on the discussion of how I should take it, because it's a national tire chain that sold me the tires, and told me, I want you to listen to this song as you're driving. And it's the Beatles song, Good Morning Sunshine.
Yeah. It's a familiar song.
Did you do that? Or, yeah. Did you do it?
I did.
Yeah, and what did it give you a tingle, or what was it supposed to do?
Well, do you know the song?
I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't know. Deb hates Beatles.
I've told you I don't hate them.
Well, you say it every time in the car when I put a Beatles song on. You actually use the word hate. That's the word you use.
God, this man cannot keep something on the down low.
Oh, like, well, women are known for
God.
Those secrets. Yes, women never, ever, ever reveal secrets at all, ever. If I was in charge of government and national security clearances, I'd say, what has she got with her? Like, oh, what is it? This person has a vagina security clearance tonight. We can't keep secrets.
I like them better separated from each other.
Anyway, if you hate Beatles, she's not going to know the song. She doesn't know that song at all.
Part of the stanza says, it says, and then we lie beneath a shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she's mine. And there are other stanzas in here. It says, good day, sunshine. I need to laugh when the sun is out. I've got something I can laugh about. And I'm in love and it's a sunny day. And then it goes into that stanza I just read.
Okay. And the mechanic or the tire man.
Tire man.
Do that.
Oh, he very much.
The neighbor said it.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
The neighbors.
Deb is confused, and I'm unconfusing her right now.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I'm here to unconfuse the confused. That is my job. Unless I'm confused, then we're both screwed. But not in this case. All right. So. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. What would she like the cards to reveal?
Tell us.
Well, what do the cards want to tell me? What do they speak to?
What do they speak to? Would you like to know, like, in this upcoming holiday period or just in general or everything? Probably general, right?
Maybe. I don't
know.
Hang on, she's squealing like somebody kicked her in the, you know what. What happened? What are you talking about? She was like, what? Let her rephrase what you said. You were squealing.
Let's see. The cards. What would the cards say about my
Suzanne,
life?
Is she going with you tomorrow?
We're in it together. Yeah, she told me to.
Okay.
You know, that we should come. And then, so he and I have been engineering and drawing on the drawing board. We put a lot of thought. We've made lists. you know, and the dinner, I mean, the potluck dish we're creating, I mean, it's an extravaganza, another drama.
All right. Let's take a look.
Platters were bought. I mean, it's just big what we're, I mean, good grief, we are doing it to it.
And, you know, you've really come through a transition because I believe it was a week ago you said there is no freaking way he's coming to Thanksgiving with me. Right?
Oh, well, that was Kelly. That was my other friend. That was my other friend.
You meant the neighbor.
It was a long
time. My other friend invited me, and I was going with my kid, and there aren't any children there. So I was in the store the other day, and the tea lady and her significant other said, come to our dinner, because, and there are children there, there are grandchildren, and my grandson always has a good time. And then she said, bring the neighbor. And so that's how that got all set up.
Okay. Well, I'm seeing that it's going to be a very lovely time.
Lovely.
Very lovely. Filled with serendipity. Very much.
Much serendipity, of course. And but, Tupac Chopra has got to be there, too, and all these other people with weird, stupid things.
You know, he's actually a very lovely man.
Well, he's got a name like a rapper.
I don't know how you think that, but anyway.
Oh, look at some of the rapper names out there, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Lisa, just don't scrutinize everything, okay? Go to have a good time. He's going as your man. But, you know, he does get flirty. and I think it's just part of his bravado to be flirty and always have a good, what would you call it? Like,
I don't know where you're going.
A humorous take on everything, but it can be easily misconstrued as something more.
So not if people know him, maybe the strangers. If you know somebody that likes to be flirtatious and chit-chat, but that's all they do, then you get used to that.
Yeah.
You're right. The recipients.
I'm just saying there's a smidge, just a smidge of potential jealousy here. And it'll be over. And I don't want you to go there.
Hey,
now,
jealousy.
That's why I say don't scrutinize everything.
You mean a woman shouldn't try to read between every single line? Is that what you're actually saying?
And, you know, we don't, really.
They don't teach you that in growing up to be a woman's school. They teach you to try to read. If a guy says, ouch, they teach you to try to read in between that frickin' line. What does ouch mean? Does that mean he's sick of our relationship? Or does that mean,
well, the thing
you
is,
know, every time a guy says anything, you guys try to, like, dig into it.
That's the thing. Like,
yeah,
if you walk up and you hear him saying to a female, saying, well, what time would you like to get together then on Tuesday or Friday, whatever? And she's saying, well, give me a call. And you're walking into a conversation that's in progress. Myself, hey, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm the grand poobah and I do everything right.
Nobody does. We're
humans. I would jump to major conclusion.
We're all humans. We all do things wrong. And anybody says they don't, they're lying.
I'd be wondering, A, what kind of plan is being put together? B, what him calling her? And, you know, I would just start to rattle you.
Yeah.
But if he looks at you and explains it without being asked, as you're walking up, he'll say, hey, Mary and I are going to go, and I'm trying to think of something that We're gonna
go have casual sex in a men's restroom.
That's not a
scenario. That's I'm sorry. Never mind. That's not what the words you were looking for.
No. I'm.
Oh, we're gonna go play with each other's privates. No, that's not what you're. Well, then say what you mean, woman. Because I will keep
to come up with a good example. Like, hey,
we're gonna go look at the cucumbers over there. Don't worry about it. We're at a farmer's market. Don't get worried.
Really?
Yeah, by disclosure, like that.
And then after that, we're gonna go look at the biscuits. You know, it's no big deal.
Not the whisker ones, just the regular ones.
Well, just don't have to give an example. Just reiterate your big picture point.
The point is, you're walking up to a conversation in progress.
And you can see, yeah, and if you walk into any conversation in progress, the last thing you hear could really be like, what the hell? But it's the last thing you heard. You didn't hear the whole context.
Yeah, like him saying, yeah, I'll give you a call.
Right.
Yeah, I'll call you Thursday night. About Friday.
Well,
right.
So,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. What I have made clear in my association here with the neighbor is that I am no longer inviting him anywhere. He has to invite me if we go anywhere. And then the other thing is I want separate watering holes because I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to do jealousy thing, or I want to be independent and I want to do my own thing and I want you to go to your thing and I'll do my thing. And so at parties, I never ever go up to him. I stay away from him. I let him do his thing and I go to the opposite end of the planet at the party and I make my own stuff happen there. He's the one that always keeps coming up to me. So I hope I don't break with that tomorrow. I hope I just don't like to get upset and I want to enjoy myself, you know.
Well, then plan, manifest that.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
And you, what you're telling me, thank you, because I'll just be more aware of guarding my space and having a good time, because that's, God, that's all that it's supposed to be. And
quick judgment on something.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Don't do the thing that you women do 99.9% of the time. Try to resist that. When you hear one thing and see one thing, you automatically assume, damn this asshole. Maybe it's not, Deb saying it's not, maybe not what you're going to see.
Yeah, and I think that this is just a tip here. I think when somebody walks up that you don't want them to think the wrong thing, tell them. If you keep it secret, then, what's going on?
I will jump to this guy's defense for the first time ever known to mankind.
Yeah.
When you women are always like that jealousy, accusatory type tone of voice, it almost makes me want to default to secrecy.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
And then set up a pattern.
When you women are like all the time, who's that? After a while, you're like, I don't want to tell her shit about
I couldn't stand to be.
I don't want to tell anything.
Couldn't stand that being.
So you don't want to be that woman.
No. And I've been, I've been doing my own thing, and he'll ask me, well, where'd you go? And I tell him, I went with a girlfriend, we did such and such, and he tells me what he does, and so I don't know. I don't know. The cards are saying that's what it's going to be then. Okay. All right. Well, just.
There's a potential here.
Is that even tomorrow, or is that just coming soon?
I would say it's tomorrow.
Oh, she's saying tomorrow. She's making the call.
Yeah, and you being aware, now it can just simply go poof and disappear.
So you can, or you can, let's file that away, and then you can just talk to it another time. You can have that little discussion if you think it was significant. But you don't have to do it right there on the spot. And you don't have to make your ride home uncomfortable, which men love that.
And also,
I'm not talking to you. What did I do wrong? You know what you did, but you don't know. As a guy. You don't know what the hell you did.
Jealous women are insecure women, and men get kind of freaky from that. They would like you to be self-confident, right? And, not where you're going to be, like you said, always having them under surveillance.
Unless the guy's broken. Serial killer or something. No guy likes that.
No.
There's some guys that are totally mommy-oriented, submissive, and they don't want to make any decisions. There are guys that actually kind of like that, but there's very few of them. Very few. There's guys that want to be told what to go pee and stuff. There are people out there, but most guys, no. Right?
Right, and if
right.
another woman gets a hint our fictitious girlfriend, if other women get the idea that she is insecure about the relationship, they will attack like vultures.
Well, if they think there's a weakness and that there's a chance
they
can break up and take the man.
No, I totally agree with you.
Water, man.
It is. It's like sharks
Well, women are sharks in the water. You smell a little bit of blood, and you're like, oh, you know what? That's not a friend of mine, or it's just an acquaintance, and I like her man, and I think they're going to break up. I could drive a wedge.
And you know what they do? The worst
I shall drive
one,
that wedge, and I shall take their man, and I shall have his sausage.
The worst one is when they plant a seed of doubt. You're, say, in the kitchen tomorrow.
Well, that's really...
And you're putting the
very
biscuits
conniving
together.
Yeah, that's, the biscuits, mind you.
And a girl comes in there and says, you know what, Lisa, I got to tell you. Every time I'm around your guy, he is grabbing my ass. He's trying to kiss my neck when, you know, you're always out of the room. And I'm really getting sick of it. Now, my question is, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe your guy?
Always the dilemma.
No. If
always the
dilemma,
though.
Yet, well, there's got to be something to it if a woman says that.
Oh, no.
Well, it depends. It has to be. You're right. You would hope so. But like she said, sometimes you women are like.
We will do that.
That's why women were pretty good being spies, because they could really do a lot of crazy, badass stuff with spies.
What, women could?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what about Mata Hari?
Right.
Yeah.
That's one of the examples. But, I mean, there's been lots of others besides that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They can
Well, he pretty much knows, you know, I'm just drawing the line in the sand, and I'm serious. I don't want to do any, I really don't even want to, I don't like going with them anywhere anyway, period. And that's what I told them, because I don't like to get into this, you know, what happened here, what happened there, what's going on here. No, I don't like to. I like to go on my own social event by myself and have my own time, and I'm not looking over
exactly
my shoulder.
If he called you every 5 minutes, you would get sick of it.
And there's nothing wrong
yeah
with that. I've had great boyfriend-girlfriend relationships,
yeah,
where it was like that.
Yeah.
It's like we're going to have our time together, and then we're going to have our time apart, and we're going to not worry about what we do apart because we trust each other. But that's the part, is you have to trust each
and
other.
And if you slip.
Or that ain't going to work.
If you slip, you never, ever tell.
Never, ever, ever.
Because why would cleansing your conscience be worth hurting somebody else?
Yeah, but a lot of
well,
times you guys make deals.
You know,
if we ever
yeah,
you must
took,
be the tail, then you get nobody
yeah
honors those deals.
Yeah. I took my car I took my car to the mechanic and
yeah
the owner the other day, and then they want me to come back on Friday, and the mechanic is right. Yeah, the mechanic is right there. Yeah. He's right there with me. He's right there. He pulls me out
yeah
of the car. And so I'm thinking, you know, I just should probably ask him to go to coffee, because I want to break
yes
from this spell of
ask
whatever the
out
fuck is going on next door. I
yeah
have no idea what's going on
yeah
next door.
Well, you always say that when I want to date this guy. You know what that means.
I say I would go out with him.
When you say I want to, that guy, I'd go out with him. When a woman says I'd go out with him, that means I'd let him stick me like a pincushion.
Because if my neighbor is making plans with a woman, and you know, I'll call you Friday, and she's saying I'll call you Tuesday, and they're, you know, I'm like, what the hell, man? Go for it. Do it. Sail away. Go. Have a good journey.
The man says, just do it. That's
and then I'll do my thing. You know, I'll just do my thing.
Swoosh,
I'm going to call him again.
Swoosh. Just do it.
Isn't that a swoosh?
Yeah, swoosh.
I thought
swoosh
you said swish.
Oh, no, swoosh. Come on. Jesus Christ. Don't worry about my semantics on Nike logo.
You know, when I do your cards, nothing gay even shows up anymore. Nothing. I think the man is really transitioning that period of his life.
Isn't he a moth or a butterfly?
No,
special.
Let me ask everybody. This is probably apples and oranges.
Mm.
But let's say, well, let's say Lisa was a streetwalker.
Okay, let's say that. Let's say
she was in Vegas.
She was a lady of the. Oh, she was a call girl then, because in Vegas they're
yeah,
call
girl.
They're special.
And she would go out and with the prices right.
The prices right. The flights tonight, baby.
And she meets a man that she really loves.
Must be a mighty good man.
Is she capable of being faithful and being a good woman?
Because she's a call girl.
Because she was. She's slapping her ass off.
Well, it's an interesting. Okay, what's
yeah
the purpose of that scenario?
The scenario is that love transforms all. Love. Read Corinthians, people. Get your Bibles. That is, you know, the love is patient, love is kind, all that.
Is that Old Testament or New Testament?
I don't know. I'm not a Bible.
The New Testament's pretty boring. Old Testament is badass. People killing, murdering. Well, there's a lot of great stuff going on that Old Testament, man. You did what? Oh, I shall kill you. I mean, there's a lot of death in the Old Testament.
Oh, anyway, there was.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's fun stuff.
Raping and pillaging.
And all the wars. And yes, indeed. All right, go ahead.
That scenario is about everybody would be on that guy saying, what in the hell is wrong with you? She's a whore. He'd say, she was a whore. She isn't anymore. Oh, you think she won't go turning tricks for a few bucks? No, she won't. And see, maybe that's not even the right. Because I don't think that your neighbor even thinks about being gay anymore.
What?
What's your problem?
Facebook was trying, I was trying to type something into Facebook, right? And I typed in Barry, and it said, oh, you want to do, it just all of a sudden tried to assume I wanted to talk about some Barry, somebody with a book of quotes. I'm like, the hell's that come from? What do you say? You're not even suggesting spelling. You're suggesting links.
Yeah.
Terrible. Anyway, we totally just blew Lisa off here on her
is
reading.
Is she gone?
She ain't gone, but.
I told her.
I'm here, but, you know.
So, summarize.
On this. Do you see him as like a roving eye type thing?
No, don't overthink this.
You mean like the eye in the sky? Eye in the sky.
Is that the song with that beautiful beginning?
Yes, that's frickin' Alan Parsons Project. Love them. I'm the eye in the sky.
Okay, sing it for me.
I'm not going to sing it because I would do them injustice. But anyway, it's a great tune. Look it up. Alan Parsons Project. And if you get to listen to the version with that great guitar solo opening, ding, 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 because it's not all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Alan Parsons Project's got great music. Love them. It totally blew Lisa off again.
Lisa, yeah. No, don't overthink this.
Don't overthink it.
I'm just saying that the more that you can put trust and faith into this, the better it's going to be overall. Now, if you see a woman coming out of his apartment at 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, still wearing last night's party dress.
She's got a strap on hanging over her shoulder. You might want to question it. A rubber chicken and a bucket of Vaseline. You might want to ask some questions.
I would love to know, if I knew him, if he's into trannies. You know, I'd love to know. Just out of curiosity.
Oh, yeah. Hey, nice to meet you. Are you in the tranny? That's cool, yeah. My neighbor. Like trans testicles.
Oh.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Anyway.
Her
angel card reading, subject is sensitivity, from Archangel Haniel. This is interesting now.
All right.
Because it says you, I just read it once. God damn it. I read it. You're extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings. So there's going to be a lot of stuff happening here. You're really sensitive, which sounds like it, to emotions and stuff like that. And it says to honor yourself. And I think it means look out for yourself.
And use some good body language.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, let's say, like, Jim is going to be our training aide.
I am. I am a training aide. Hi, I am Polly the Penis. I am your training aide.
Well, he's got dick on the mind tonight, doesn't he?
I never have dick on my mind.
All right. Well, anyway.
Only in my pants.
Imagine the neighbor sitting there, and you come up, and there's people around, and you're chatting. I would put my arm, like, on his shoulder or around his shoulder, standing next to
him. No, if I'm at a party, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And who am I?
You're the neighbor.
Okay.
All right. So your body language is going to say something to the other people. That, you know, hanging your arms saying, oh, my God, that turkey was good.
If some hot chick
gets
up close and personal, I'm not going to push her away. So you must not touch me. I am with a woman. No, I am not going to do that as a guy. Doesn't mean I'm going to leap into bed with her if I'm faithful to somebody, but I'm not going to push a hot chick away.
So you're going
to
let your woman see another woman's arm on you.
But I'm not going to respond. I'm not going to put my arm back around her. So therefore, I am just kind of sitting there like a statue, like, I'm talking.
Yeah, I guess that would just be friendly.
Right. Now, if you start putting your arm back around her, now let's tell them you're willing a different ballgame.
Or if you're sitting at the table and one of her hands has disappeared under the table.
Well, then the guy's either he's going to cheat and he's going to let it rock and roll, or he's going to shove it away if he's faithful. So, but you won't know because it's under the table, so you won't even know anything about that happening.
But if you saw it, if you're a woman and you saw it, and you say to him after on the way home, what was she doing with her hand up your leg under the tablecloth? And he'd say, well, she was crying, but I gently removed it.
She was checking out my meat whistle. That is all. It's no big deal. It's not a problem.
You know, this is beyond my comprehension. I've never dealt with anyone, a man, like, you know, having to survey or, you know, watch or be on guard, or I've never had that before.
Really?
And if it were to happen, I think I would not, I don't think, I think that would be it.
Well, just notice the sexual cues. You know, it's inappropriate for some other woman to sit on a guy's lap.
Really?
Even in fun.
Imagine that.
Yeah. I mean, but if somebody does that, what is she conveying to your man?
That you can stick me like a pincushion. There's not a chick in a sitting guy's lap that doesn't want to go bang. It's never. That's not. And there, yeah, that's not. And if a guy allows it and smiles and stuff, that means, I'd bang you. That's if he allows
it. That just gave her, she just gave her the keys to him, to... That's what how I would. If that,
it's 100%. It's 100% that they are in agreement that yes, we could bang possibly. Might not happen, but we are both receptive to it. But come on, I've never seen that happen before.
We're just talking here, Lisa.
These are extreme hypotheticals that I can't even. I've never ever seen that where it worked. I've never seen that happen. Never seen it. Where some chick just rolled up to a known couples guy and sat on his lap.
Well,
that wasn't a stripper.
Well, when there's a lot of drinking involved, boundaries get very iffy.
Yeah, but that's usually not going to work out. That's not going to work. That is not going to work out. No matter what.
Sometimes people may be newcomers to the party and don't know the history of all the people there, and may just assume, if they're in conversation with someone and they're real friendly and they're really receptive, and they just may assume that it's open season. And
but he's got to recognize that. I have a girlfriend here. She has no clue that I have a girlfriend. I got to set the boundary. Hey, I got a girlfriend.
But if
I'm sorry, I got to set it.
If he allows it, then that's telling me something.
And if he doesn't, then that means
he's available.
That's a sign. That does happen. I've been to a lot of gatherings all the time.
Oh, sure.
Back in the day, and there are tons of people that don't know who you're with.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when you're really comfortable with somebody, I used to do all the time with a girlfriend that I was very involved with.
Who's that?
None of your business. And then we would go off and do our own thing the entire night.
Well, once in a while
we'd talk to each other, but we trusted each other. She'd be hanging out with the girls. I'd be hanging out with the guys, maybe talking to other. You totally trust each other. You don't sweat it. You don't watch each other. And if somebody comes along and doesn't recognize that and starts kind of getting flirty with you, like, my girlfriend's over there.
No.
And they go, they're cool. They're like, oh, my bad. I didn't know. No. They're cool. Yeah.
No, yeah. I let him. I go to the opposite end of the party. I don't even look at him. I don't pay attention. I stay away because I don't want to get into any upset feeling. And I just get my own stuff going. Fun time, and I ignore what he's doing completely. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it.
Okay. Yeah, but if you go there together, aren't you really kind of together?
Well, what he does, this is what he's done in the past. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. He always comes over to where I am. I never go to him. He always comes over to where I am, puts his chair up next to mine, and sits right there practically in my lap.
Is it?
And
okay.
Then,
really?
And after the party has been going on for a bit. And then people will say, they just say things. We like how you guys are with each other, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you could do some really coy things too. Like if you go up to them, people don't have to be watching. But if you go up to them and say, how are you doing? And if he says fine, you could say, oh, baby, you're better than fine. And smile and walk away.
He and I went to a store the other day.
How high school is that?
That's where we learned the ways of life.
Oh, that's so high school.
Well, it's just say you're way
well,
better.
No, it happened. Yeah. The other day, he and I went
to Won't you just say, I want to bang now. Now I shall bang. Because that's what you're saying. Just say it.
And that,
you don't have to make
that happened
when you're an adult at a certain point. You can just flat out say it.
That happened the other day. We went to a store, and the checkout guy was checking, and I didn't realize that my neighbor was standing next to me. I thought he was somewhere in the store. And then the checkout man said, he was talking about the transaction. He said, you're fine, meaning the transaction. And I said, that's what people tell me.
Gosh, he didn't
but
mention that. I remember that.
I was so pissed. Because before we had gone there, he had told me that he had, read or told somebody his poetry, whatever. So I was prepared. You know, I thought, okay. And then later on, we got to where we were going to work on something. And he said, you sure like to flirt. And I said, where was the woman that you read your poem to? So.
Well, you know, you could also do another thing when you're eating your pie or whatever it would be.
Well, eating the pie, what euphemism is that for?
Put the fork or spoon in your mouth with a bite and act like you are practically having an orgasm.
What's that going to do?
To
which person is she going to do that to?
What?
Who's she going to do that to?
To the neighbor. Just look at him and you're licking that
fork. Why does she have to do
fork?
That when they already have an
and
established
saying,
relationship?
Oh, my God. This is good.
Why does she have to do that?
Because he'll just stare at you like, oh, my God. She's practically having an orgasm.
You're assuming that he's going to do that. I wouldn't make that assumption.
You gotta lick that spoon or that fork. Yeah, lick it. Good.
All the tips, Deb. You've got the tips. You've got the coaching.
I say some of my long-term clients say you need to write a book about all this.
That, you know what? That'd be great for people that are 16 years old. They need to learn these techniques. Do you really need to know that in your 40s? You haven't figured shit like that out in your 40s.
Well, some people need a little coaching.
And you know what? It's a guy. You don't have to freaking do some elaborate jump starting to get him interested in banging. That's our nature.
Yeah.
We're always one sneeze away from banging somebody. That's Darwin put. That's the DNA inside of us to populate the species. We're one little nudge. Bang that. Bang that. Bang that. That's what's in our blood. It's in our blood, and we have to use our immense power in our brain to resist banging everything that moves.
How can you stand having one of those things?
Because the banging's great.
Yeah, but all that little head just talks to you all day long.
It can't talk if it's busy doing some poking. It's not talking at all. Can't talk to you.
Okay, wow, this has been quite some chat tonight.
It is indeed. Well, happy Thanksgiving. And like Deb said in her reading, relax. Don't jump to conclusions. And her angel card even said, be sensitive to your emotions right now. Be sensitive.
Yeah, right. Listen to that. But don't let them
overwhelm
you.
Yeah, don't let observe. But don't make immediate judgments. You can talk about it later. If something you didn't like, you saw something you didn't like.
And here's my tip.
Or heard something that was questionable. You can talk about it later.
Here's my tip for everybody. When you sit down to a really good meal, think of it as like really good sex. You're just going to savor every minute of it. Okay. Otherwise, get a frozen TV dinner and go home and masturbate. That's
God.
But nowadays, TV dinners aren't that great anymore like they used
to be. Oh, they used to be. Swanson had the crown.
Well, I mean, and there wasn't any other options. Now there's other great frozen things you can buy. Or you just swing by fast food and get some kick-ass stuff that's actually decent quality. So.
Thank you, Rachel. You're very perceptive, my dear. Except none of these old goats. You know, they don't even know they don't even know what their equipment is anymore. You know, I play around with, like, I've been reviewing dating websites. Yeah, we're 2 minutes. I will have to pick this up tomorrow night, because even though it's Thanksgiving, we're still going to be here. Okay.
Okay, Deb has made the call.
Yes, we have. So please, you will join us and we will unite.
And we know that a lot of folks might not be able to, but our UK folks don't give two squats about Thanksgiving. So hopefully,
Rachel,
they'll be here. It's just a Thursday night to them.
Rachel, TV dinners were the shiznat back in the day.
Lisa is still
here. Yeah, Lisa. Lisa.
Oh, Lisa.
Yeah.
Don't wear any panties tomorrow. And then say, oh, my God, to the neighbor, I forgot to put my underwear on.
Why is that necessary during Thanksgiving?
Well, it's just that he'll be thinking about that the whole evening. He's got no panties on. Ooh.
You know what? Whatever. That's a different topic, and we don't have time with those.
Oh, we love you all so much.
Thank you, Lisa. You call back now. You hear? All right.
So celebrating Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Please be safe. Blog Talk. And to our, oh, here it is.
Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, when it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, whoa, good night, sweetheart.
Love you.